Well, it changed sides, huh? I've got guard tonight. We have about three kinds of guard, and tonight I have the one where we have to guard the general's area up here, and we just walk around the fence for 6 hours, and I'm off till 9 o'clock, and then I go guard from 9 to 12, and then I'm off till 3 o'clock in the morning, then I go and guard till 6. Then I get off a little while in the morning to sleep. But that's what I got tonight, so that's why I'm not working. I came back here and made the tape here at the office, because our office is just right. Now, there's a piece of barbed wire between our office and the general's trailer house, so we're not very far away. But it gives me a chance to make tapes and write letters and stuff when I do this. And then I can watch TV at 8 o'clock till 9. Oh, I really can't think of anything to say, because that all I can think about is I'm getting short. I don't have many days left. Activity's been about the same. We've been getting here and there. We get rockets and one night, and they'll skip a few nights, and they get them. Most of them right now haven't been coming right in the immediate area where I'm at. They've been going about a quarter of a mile over. For a while there, they were coming pretty close to this area. Most of them have been, they've been over around the helicopters here the last couple of weeks. But it's just the same harassing fire that we've had the whole time we've been over here. And it never lasts too long, or you know, it's not usually, I stick pretty close to a bunker all the time. And if I think we're gonna get hit that night, well, I'll sleep in the bunker. And, cause I'm pretty careful. But, I hope you're over your tonsillitis. Sounds like you've been having quite a bout with it. And, I can't think of anything to say. Except I'll be home. Well, you're kind of sleepy. I didn't get much sleep last night. We sat up and talked and shot the bull for a while. A couple of guys just got back from Tokyo, where they went on R&R, so we all had to get together and find out about how their R&R was. And I almost put in for a leave, but I don't think they approved it since I'm getting my early out. Got a 7-day leave right before I left, and that got me out of here 7 days earlier. But I doubt if they'd approved it, and it cost me leave time too, because that leave time, you get paid for it if you don't use it, and I'll probably get about $100 to $150 when I get out for extra leave. So that'll be, you know, and probably wouldn't approve it anyway. Those last 7 days, they won't be very long. I'm just sitting here in this tape just going on by. I'm not saying anything, but there's really not much to say. I ain't gained much weight. I'll do that when I get home. And there's not much to say. Oh, we had a decrease in attendance this morning at church, though. There's four of us there all the time now, but this morning one of the guys was gone, like I was gone last Sunday. So there was only three of us. One Sunday we had six, and one Sunday we had five. And we were playing tapes, but now we have a discussion and study deal each Sunday. And next Sunday, each week one of us takes charge of it. We meet at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we meet for about an hour, hour and a half sometimes on Sunday afternoons. And we're starting a fund, you know, for the money for contribution, and start a fund here at Food Bend so they can keep supplies and buy some tracks and stuff and put in the chapels. Because even when I leave, there'll still be three guys here, and then the next guy doesn't leave till September, and by then there'll be somebody else here. So they'll keep it going. The missionary from Saigon was by, I think I told you in a letter, maybe I told you in the last tape. He was by about 2 weeks ago, I guess. I only visited with him for about 10 minutes. He caught me when I was real busy, and he was with this other guy from the church that's here, you know, and they just came in, and I hadn't met either one of them at the time. It was before 2 weeks ago. I guess it was about 5 weeks ago, because it was before the next Sunday. The next day, it was on a Saturday, and the next day we were supposed to start church. And so it's been about 5 weeks ago. And so I just met him and visited with him for a minute. But Of course, today was Easter Sunday, but we didn't have any increase in attendance. But the rest of them did, though. They couldn't even get them all in the chapels around here. They were standing outside. I guess it's just like the States. They go Christmas and Easter, and maybe on Thanksgiving if it's just right. I'm sleepy and I can't think of anything to say, and I got a long night ahead of me. I'm thinking about this summer when I get home, taking a night course in either accounting or something like that to kind of refresh my mind. I may do that just, two nights a week there at the high school. I don't know. We'll have to see when I get home, because I'll have plenty of time to decide when I get there. Heard from Uncle Pete that has the funniest letter from him. I'm so bad. I'm kind of embarrassed to come home and see him, because I've been so bad writing them, and they've been so good to write me. I kind of got real bad on writing letters here towards the last. I don't know. There's really nothing to say anymore. I guess you've already said it all, and you're kind of sick of it, and you're tired, and you just want to get away. And you hate to write that in every letter, so you just don't write much. It was a funny letter. It was a real funny letter from Uncle Pete. Y'all are going to be mad at me when you get this tape, because it's going to be about half blank, and then the other half I'm just sitting here mumbling. They're putting in a kind of a curio shop here where the Vietnamese can bring in their cheap goods and sell them, I got all this stuff over here is pretty sorry. The clothes and everything, they sell you all this stuff to take home as souvenirs, It's pretty sorry stuff. And they're putting in a shop here at the food bin where they can come in and sell it. They work here in the daytime. They do odd jobs around, and they're kind of funny, though, especially those workers are. They're real small, and most of them are, they're in bad health. Some of the younger people, they've been to school, and they get paid pretty good for them, and they're pretty healthy. But a lot of the old people are just really dried up, and their teeth are rotten and everything. They're going to let them come into that shop. I don't guess I can tell you anything to do when I get home, plan anything, because I don't really care. I just want to get home. I will call you as soon as possible when I hit Fort Lewis. Or possibly it'll be San Francisco now, since we're going out of Benoit. But I will call you as soon as possible and let you know that I'm there and I'm back in the States. And I'll try to let you, or I will let you know in plenty of time to pick me up at an airport, but I probably won't be able to tell you when I call you. I'll just call you and tell you I'm in the States, and no sweat, no worry. Probably come into Lubbock or Clovis there. I don't want to come into Albuquerque, it's too far a drive. I assume fly as far as I can. And I might have to come into Amarillo, but I'll let you know about that and check on flights.